Well, as we go through our years, one of the things that can tend to drop off a little bit is our brain power, and things like dementia come to fore of mind as well. Talking with us about something that may be a bit of help in that regard, cognitive reserve, is Professor Michael Ridding. He's from the University of Adelaide. Good morning, Michael. I might need to pay attention to this. My boss says I've got the worst memory in everybody he's ever met, so maybe I should be paying attention today.
Maybe it's no worse than mine, though.
Look, cognitive reserve, what is that all about?
Yeah, so cognitive reserve basically is a concept, and it's a concept that describes people's differing ability to function normally in the presence of brain pathology. So if you take a group of older people and you do some functional imaging on their brains, you'll see quite a lot of them have fairly significant damage in the brain. But these are people who function normally. So some people can function normally with quite a lot of damage in the brain. And cognitive reserve is a concept that tries to describe that process.
So you mentioned damage. What are the causes of some of this damage that you're seeing that we're talking about today?
Yeah, much of it is just age-related. So as you get older, you do accumulate damage in the brain. So nerve cells die in the brain and you get atrophy, you get shrinking of certain parts of the brain. So it's almost inevitable with old age that there are changes in the brain, but it's not inevitable that you'll end up with cognitive impairment.
So how do we go about keeping our brain active then, Michael?
Yeah, well, there's good evidence that there are certain activities that are beneficial for brain health. So things like we know being in a complex environment is very good for brain health. So, and we can break that down into looking at things like social engagement. So having a strong social network, meeting with friends, being cognitively challenged. So, you know, learning a new language late in life is a very positive thing to do for your brain health. But doing other cognitively challenging things, crosswords and puzzles and things like that, but different, not the same thing the whole time, different tasks. And then being physically active is also known to be very beneficial for brain health.
So how does being physically active work there? What's the trade-off there? How does that make a difference?
Well, we don't completely understand the mechanisms, but there's a couple of processes that we think are important. So when you're active, you get increased release of chemicals in the brain called neurotrophic factors, and they have a very positive effect on brain cells. They help them survive and grow, and they help them talk to each other as well. Another thing is when you're physically active, it can promote blood supply in the brain. So obviously neurons work better when they've got better blood supply. So there are a couple of mechanisms by which being physically active can improve brain function.
I think the takeaway from this, Michael, is get a bit of exercise. Make sure you're not just doing a few of the same things routinely over and over again. Vary it up a little bit. Add some new challenges in there as well.
Absolutely. Summed it up very nicely.
There you go. We did all of that in about 3 seconds. We could have saved you the trouble of calling in, Michael, but so glad you did. Thank you for your time with us this morning.
Pleasure.
There he is, Michael Ridding from the University of Adelaide, talking with us about keeping our brain active, bit of exercise, and vary up those challenges as well. 2NURFM, it's 26 past 10.